Reaction and defense in a meeting.
May I interrupt for a minute? Regarding the question of training, I completely agree with you. We are forced by law to provide regular training, and we should intensify our efforts in this field.
Thank you for your support. I really think that this project will not only enable us to comply with the law, but it should also strengthen the morale within our company, as I said before.
I'd like to say a word concerning the posters. I'm sorry, but I doubt their efficiency. Posters have often proved to be unpractical and difficult to put up in places that can be seen by everyone. Moreover, they soon become dirty. Let me take the example of those posters in the cloakrooms. They are all torn and a disgrace to the concept of safety itself.
I understand your point. We will examine the locations carefully. To prevent paper tearing, we could easily have them plastified. Would that satisfy you?
Let me finish. Just one more thing. Concerning safety circles, there is one point that worries me. How can we make sure that they will be productive? I'd like to remind you of the relative failure of the quality circles that we set up some years ago.
I see what you mean. The failure of our previous quality circles was certainly due to poor organization. We should provide guidelines for the setting up of those committees.
I'm sorry, but I fail to understand the effect safety may have on our external image. I'm sure nobody will know we're making efforts to improve safety.
Do you really think that publicity and image are a priority? I think you misunderstood me. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. I meant that image would be an extra advantage, but our main concern is the efficiency of our firm and the well-being of our personnel.
I have another proposal to put forward concerning the sign mentioning the number of accidents. Why not mention the number of work days lost as well? I think this would be more significant, since accidents have varying degrees of seriousness.
I think it is an interesting proposal. We could consider adding that extra information on the notice board.
If I understood you correctly, you said that your project would involve only slight expenses in excess of what we presently lose with sick leave. Could we have the exact figures, please?
Certainly. According to my calculation, we should foresee extra expenses amounting to $6,000 annually.